Howdy folks, it's me, the Bowman, and welcome to this week's Outdoor Adventures. Your elk is out there, and you can apply right now today for the elk quota hunt online at fw.ky.gov. We'll be right back with Outdoor Adventures after this message. Outdoor Adventures can be heard on over 20 radio stations all across Kentucky and many border states on great radio stations. And your business can be heard on Outdoor Adventures too. Weekly and monthly rates are available with a very specific, dedicated, and targeted audience, those who love the great outdoors. And your business can be on Outdoor Adventures too. Just call 606-831-1266. That's 606-831-1266 or email oda@thebowman.biz. Let's take a look at that Kentucky Field calendar for the week of January 14th through January the 20th. I touched many of these dates last week because my Kentucky Field calendar wasn't where it should have been, but I'm back in the saddle again. January the 14th is the last day of dove season. January the 15th is the last day of deer and turkey archery seasons, senior and youth crossbow seasons, and deer crossbow season. January the 15th is Martin Luther King Day, and the last day you can drop off your live, undecorated Christmas tree at drop-off locations for fish habitat. And by the way, 1924 to 2024, that marks the 100th year, the centennial celebration of Kentucky State Parks. They're all amazing and unique in their own ways. Check out a Kentucky State Park near you. Here's some nature notes for you for January. Bobcats call mates from mid-January through February. Migrating bald eagle numbers peak. Black bear cubs are born. Woodcock begin their spring migration. Now, how about some outdoor tips for January? Muskie congregate at spring overflows in the Barren and Green Rivers. There's good crappie fishing when the weather prevails. Use live bait or float or fly for smallmouth bass at Del Hollow Lake and Cumberland Lakes. Clean up those wood duck nest boxes. It's also a good time to clean and loop all your firearms and make sure you check those scope mount screws. Make sure they're nice and snug. And there's a brand new wildlife management area out there. It's the Blackford Oaks Wildlife Management Area, WMA's Wildlife Management Area, in southwestern Webster County. It's 565 acres of former row crop farmland now covered in oak trees and planted for wildlife habitat. There's 2.3 miles of shoreline along the Tradewater River and a small oxbow lake to attract waterfowl. Winter flooding will submerge a portion of the WMA and create more waterfowl hunting opportunities. Well, friends, I'm the Bowman. My time's up on this week's Outdoor Adventures. I gotta go. Thank you. See you. Bye. Outdoor Adventures can be heard on over 20 radio stations all across Kentucky and many border states on great radio stations. And your business can be heard on Outdoor Adventures, too. Weekly and monthly rates are available with a very specific, dedicated, and targeted audience, those who love the great outdoors. And your business can be on Outdoor Adventures, too. Just call 606-831-1266. That's 606-831-1266 or email oda@thebowman.biz.